Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. It is perhaps most challenging to appreciate God in the face of personal tragedy. Nothing can compensate for the loss of a loved one. Yet, we are to consider carefully that in a world still fractured through sin, that we have no real control over our own destiny. I'm quietly surprised that many I know who have decided to have nothing to do with God, who describe my faith as quaint and located in an earlier age of superstition and magic, so quickly blame God when tragedy strikes. How can a God they don't acknowledge now stand responsible for the sadness they must endure? As Christians, we face the challenge of sustaining faith in the face of the difficulties life presents. It is a wonder that we might still encounter the beauty and presence of God even as our heart breaks. Anyone who has faced the challenge of chronic or terminal illness, the death of a loved one, will know just how physical the effects of such an experience are. The weight that presses down upon the chest, the feeling that one's heart is breaking, one's breath involuntarily being sucked from one's lungs. Each moment carries a reality unknown previously, and the act of living becomes exhausting. I naturally want to find someone to blame. Somewhere I can pour out the internal angst and pain I feel. Yet my experience is shared by thousands globally on a daily basis. I'm invited to step beyond my despair and search for the oil of mercy that will eventually bring healing to my wounds. This can only be available from God, often the person I want to hold responsible for my extreme agony. Of course, God can handle my honest rants born of that pain and confusion. Yet, even as my energy falters, as my angry words fall away, I stand and experience the Holy Spirit soothing and binding my wounds. Like that wounded man abandoned by the roadside, I shall take time to recover. Yet, God attends to me and has paid the price for my recovery, even though the experience and its scars may never entirely leave me. I've discovered that whilst wounded, I grow stronger and become more stable in both my affection for God and in my discipleship. Despair is replaced with a deep sadness. Then finally, I discover a measure of joy, a celebration of God's presence that, whilst never erasing my sadness, carries me carefully and with respect. After all, why would I ever want to lay aside the reality of such sadness, for it is the evidence of the love I hold for the one I've lost? There appears a beauty even in such sadness. As we enter into the God space today, do you hold God responsible for tragic circumstances? You're right. God must be responsible, being Lord of all, yet your experience is a consequence of a world which, whilst redeemed, awaits the full expression and experience of that redemption. Seek God's presence and the oil of mercy to restore your life and your faith. Amen. Life is far more sobering than I ever imagined as a youngster. Yet, God proves trustworthy, even as circumstances etch their story into my heart and upon my features. Do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye, and may the Lord richly bless you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.